How are you going to excite and inspire and motivate your world to be fit and strong? And the only way to get fit and strong is to exercise. So what are you going to do to inspire people and excite people to exercise? And then why would they exercise with you? And that is the outcome of your final mission at Max. Your final knowledge check is simply your special way of sharing you with your world as an exercise professional. And there's two parts to that word or that terminology. Exercise. So obviously when people read, watch or listen to your final knowledge check, they would want to go and exercise. They would be excited about what exercise will do for them, for their body, for their lifestyle, for everything to do with their health, their fitness, their mental strength. They would want to go and exercise. And they would want to exercise with you, because the second part of exercise professional is that you are a professional person. How are you going to share with your world that you know how to run a successful fitness business, you know how to look after people with professional business practices? People can trust you not just with their body, but they can trust you with their money. And that's the two parts of being an exercise professional. People believe that you can help them to be healthy, fit and strong, and they believe that you will look after their money so they can invest money safely in you to make sure that they achieve their goals. So that is your Max final knowledge check. When you've completed it, have a read of it, have a listen, have a watch. And you should be able to say, wow, I want to come and exercise with me. I'm excited to exercise with this exercise professional because they know their stuff. They've got in-depth knowledge. They can explain it simply. They understand how the human body works. They can help me get a healthy, fit, strong human body. And they know how to run a professional business so that I can trust them with my money. You would say that about yourself, as would any stranger who read, listen to or watch your final knowledge check. It is the ultimate resource, the ultimate marketing tool, the ultimate post for your social media. You would be able to use it as a video, audio or article for your website. It's a blog, it's a vlog, it's a newspaper article, it's a radio recording, it's a television interview. But your final knowledge check at Max is a real life resource to make sure that people in your world know that you are an exercise professional who can help them to achieve their goals. Woohoo! So, how do we cover all of those areas in a final knowledge check? Have a read really carefully through all the information that I've sent you. Each individual real life scenario will not only share with your world that you understand everything that you need to know as an exercise professional, but there are certainly specific target markets that will be really excited about what you know and how you can help them. So the first real life scenario, number one, the outcome of the scenario is that you can share with your world that you understand how the human body works in relationship to exercise. So it's not an anatomy and physiology lesson, and it cannot be boring. After I read, after you listen to, after somebody else watches real life scenario one, we would literally want to go exercise because we are so excited about what exercise does for each individual system of the human body. So what happens when I exercise to my muscles, my bones, my heart, my lungs, my hormones, my central nervous system, my mental health, my physical health? What happens when I exercise? So the outcome of real life scenario one is to excite people to exercise because of what it can do for every body system. Woohoo! Number two, really interesting. The outcome is that nobody's going to argue with your top tips for being healthy, fit and strong. Now, obviously, to get fit and strong, you have to exercise. But unfortunately, exercise and healthy eating are two of the most controversial and argued about topics on the planet. And unfortunately, the exercise profession, the medical profession, general public argue all the time about what to eat and how to exercise. So real life scenario two is your special, unique way of sharing with your world all the things that will get them fit and strong that nobody's going to argue about. So it's literally your ability to make the human body, exercise and healthy eating, really simple and easy to understand, but nobody would argue. And this is a really important point. I was asked to speak at a medical conference with some of the top medical experts in the world. And the brief that I received was, Rowie, please come and chat to these doctors, these top medical professionals, about how to get people healthy, fit and strong, but you can't give them anything that they will argue about. This entire medical conference, all they do is argue about the research and the science to do with the human body. Could you please come in and chat to these people about how to get fit and strong, finish the conference off with something that they're not going to argue about. So it's a really important headspace to put yourself into, because once people are disagreeing with you, then the message gets lost. So this is your ability to share healthy, fit, strong, healthy eating, regular exercise in a way that nobody's going to argue. And ask yourself this question after real life scenario two, everything that you share, if anybody can argue with it, any doctor, any medical professional, any personal trainer, nutritionist, any plumber or painter, doesn't matter who it is, if anybody can argue with anything that you've said, then you need to revise real life scenario two. So it's, how can I excite people to exercise with information that nobody's going to argue about? So it's really simple stuff. Real life scenario three is, again, the very controversial topic of how to choose safe exercise and healthy eating plans, safe being the operative word. So how are you going to inspire and excite people to be able to think for themselves when it comes to an eating and exercise plan? We get bombarded every day with all this information about how to eat and how to exercise, what we should and shouldn't do, how we can and can't exercise. And there's a lot of controversial and contradicting information. So the outcome of real life scenario three is that you would give people a very unique and special tool to be able to analyze for themselves whether an eating plan or an exercise plan is safe. What are you going to do for your clients, for the people in your life, so they can say, hey, they see an ad on television for a new piece of exercise equipment, or somebody talks to them about a new eating plan or diet. They can say, hey, my exercise professional has given me this special tool to analyze every eating plan and every exercise plan to figure out whether it's safe. So real life scenario three is your unique way of helping your clients work out for themselves whether eating an eating plan, a diet, or an exercise plan, or a particular exercise is safe, effective, whether it will work, whether it will be the best exercise, and whether it will give them the best result in the shortest period of time in the safest way possible. So it's a really exciting real life scenario. Number four and five are the entire human race. Number four is, what are you going to do for men? The men who come into your life who want to train with you, the ones who want to put on muscle size, lose weight, they've got medical challenges, they've got mental health challenges, they want to know about testosterone and human growth hormone, they want to know about how to put on muscle size, they want to know how much protein to eat. Men have some very specific questions when it comes to eating and exercise. If you needed to write an article, do a podcast, or create an interview, an informational video on what men should do and how they should exercise and what are the benefits of exercise specifically for men, this would be real life scenario four. So how are you going to inspire and excite specifically men with all their different challenges and all their different questions? What is your unique way of sharing with them that exercise is the very best thing for men to do? Exercise is medicine, medicine is exercise, how they can put on muscle size, how they can have high self-esteem and self-confidence, how they can be mentally tough. What are you going to do for men in particular? Obviously, real life scenario five is for women. What are you going to do to inspire and excite women? And for women, of course, comes all of our unique and individual challenges. So there's, what happens when I'm a teenager and I get a period? What happens when I'm going to have a baby? What happens to my hormones? What happens to my ability to lose weight and put on weight? When I go through menopause, what goes on with my hormones? Obviously, we want to keep it simple, easy to understand, motivating and inspiring and exciting for women to want to exercise and particularly to be strong. There are so many women in the world who are scared of being strong. They're scared of lifting heavy things because they don't want big bulky muscles. So what are you going to do, your unique and special way, to inspire women to be fit, to be strong and to exercise, to get puffed and to lift heavy, to make sure that their human body is in peak physical condition and acting in peak physical performance for their entire life, from when they're a small child, a little girl, right through to a grandma? What are you going to do to inspire women to be fit and strong? That's real life scenario 5. Real life scenario 6 is literally, why would people trust you as an exercise professional? What do you know about business? What can the business people in your life, when they read, watch, or listen to your real life scenario 6, they would say, this person can be trusted with my money. I can go and do business with this person. I can invest, whether it's one session of exercise or one full year of exercise. And maybe think about it this way. Somebody's about to give you their gold credit card for $10,000. Why would they feel safe to do that? How would you explain in a very simple way that you understand good business practice and this is how you run your business, this is how you run your boot camp, this is how you run your home studio, this is how you run your business in a big health club, that somebody could trust their money with you? Real life scenario 7 is very special because it is your resume, it's your CV. To complete the MAX program, you have to have a top-level CV. And when you read the notes for Real Life Scenario 7, you'll read the things that most people either forget to put in their resume or things that are really important that employers are looking for and your clients would be looking for. So consider that this is not just, I want to go and get a job, because you might be wanting to run a business. This is a business proposal. It's a reason to do business with you in a format that is, yes, a resume, but can also be used on your website, on your Facebook page, as a way to promote you as an exercise professional. So include all the things that are expected in a top level resume, and what can you do to make your resume, your business proposal, stand out, be unique and different, so that people want to come and do business with you. Pretty exciting. Real life scenario 8, 9 and 10 are all about top level businesses. Why would people believe that you, as an exercise professional with a business diploma, why would they believe that you can run a business? How could you prove to them in these real life scenarios that you understand everything from business startup right through to leadership and employing people? Do you understand marketing? Do you understand how to make sales? Do you understand how to create a great customer service system? Do you understand why some businesses are successful and other businesses fail? And how have you applied those special techniques and strategies from other businesses into your business to make sure that your business will be around for a very long time? And this is a really interesting thing to consider. A lot of people talk about, well, I'm just going to be a personal trainer. I'm just going to run boot camp, so I don't need to have a business diploma. The skills, tools, and knowledge that you need to complete real life scenarios 7 through to 10 are the things and the reasons why you would add massive value to somebody else's business if you work in it. So for example, when you do your resume, when you do your CV, if on that resume is included, I have a fitness business diploma, would that make you stand out from any busy personal training crowd? If there's a 10 or 20 or 100 or 1,000 personal trainers applying for a position, is it more likely that you will get a better look in simply because you've got a business diploma? Now, the beautiful thing about the MAX business diploma, it's very specific to top level business. It's not just, let's get a bit of paper and maybe we'll run a business one day in the future. Everything about the MAX fitness business diploma is designed to make sure that you have every skill, tool, and knowledge that you need to run a successful business and or to be very valuable in somebody else's business. So if you want to have job security, if you want to earn more money, if you want to be promoted, if you want to be given shares in the company, if you simply just want to add value to a business, would it be a great idea to have the skills, tools, and knowledge required that would enable you to be able to complete real life scenarios 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now, 7 is obviously your resume. It's your business proposal. And if you're just doing the personal training qualification, you need to do 1 through to 7 of your real life scenarios. If you are doing the business diploma, you've got 8, 9, and 10. Can I strongly suggest that even if you have decided only to be a personal trainer and have that qualification, that you learn the stuff? We give you everything that you need. I would feel irresponsible if you didn't have access to all the business information that you need to be successful as an exercise professional. There are all the things that I've learned, that K-Man has learned, that Savvy has learned over 30 years of being in an exercise professional that we love, all the mistakes that we've made, all the businesses that we've worked with, all the major corporations around the world that we've been associated with, what we've learned and how we've applied them to the exercise profession, and how you can have a successful fitness business, a successful career as an exercise professional. So your entire Max Final Knowledge Check is simply your unique way of proving to your world that you are an exercise professional. You can excite and inspire people to exercise and help them to get the best results possible in the shortest period of time in the safest way possible. And people can trust you with their money because you know how to run a business. You have good business practice and you are a professional. Put those two words together, exercise professional, and you will have the most rewarding career in the world, helping people to be healthy, fit, and strong for a lifetime and knowing how to do it safely and effectively in the shortest way possible. Congratulations in advance, and I can't wait to read, watch, or listen to your final knowledge check. Woohoo!